I suppose we're looking forward to it, really. You know, we're on a good run at the moment. Personally, I don't think we're playing our best basketball and nowhere near it yet, you know, but we're digging out results. And I suppose a game like DCU really kind of brings the bar a bit higher, and it gives you a better indication of where your team is at, you know.
You've had a lot of battles with them over the last couple of years. There's a good rivalry there and an opportunity to see exactly where, as you said, where you're at.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've been very successful over the last couple of years, and I suppose a lot of the other teams have really kind of polished up their rosters this summer, you know. Like DCU have signed two very good Americans, and also they've signed Ashton Sullivan from Celesto, who's a very good player as well, you know. So they've really, you know, I suppose lengthened their bench and made their starting five a little bit stronger. So it'll be a big test, you know, but they're big rivals for us. We've had good battles, as you said. They've won trophies down through the years, as have we. And you know, there's a good healthy rivalry there, and it's a game that I suppose probably the game that we look at when the fixtures come out at the start of the season, first and foremost, you know.
Yeah, as you mentioned there, the new players in their side. I know I've been reading Mark Ingall's preview ahead of this match, and he's talking about 8 new players from last year. So you could come across a very different DCU side this weekend.
Yeah, I think we will. You know, I mean, like ourselves, though, they also have a good blend of youth and experience, you know, and they've brought a lot of their younger players up from their under-18s and 20s. As have we. And I suppose, you know, for me as the coach and for Mark, it's new for us because, you know, we're getting to know some of these players a bit better. But you know what? The girls know each other very well because they've all played underage basketball at international level against each other. And then last summer, you know, like 4 of my players were on the international team, as were 3 of theirs. So, you know, the players are the ones that matter, and they know each other, you know, and they'll be ready for it. And there's a healthy rivalry, and there's a bit of slagging, and there's a bit of one-upmanship, you know, and that'll be good for the whole thing, you know. But I suppose the good thing for us is that, you know, when we play DCU, there's good interest around the city, and there's good interest around the basketball community. It's kind of a fixture that attracts attention and attracts people, and it kind of lets everybody know the state of play in the league, you know. So I think there'll be good interest in the game, and I think that all those factors will affect that, and that's a good thing for a bit of, you know, a bit of rivalry and a bit of publicity around the match itself.
Absolutely. A 5 o'clock tip-off, as we said, at the Upper Glenmire Sports Centre. And Mark, just in terms of your own housekeeping, how are you fixed? Have you any injuries to contend with this weekend?
No, fingers crossed. I mean, again, we've lost a bit of depth in our team, as everybody knows, and, you know, a little bit of experience as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have a very solid starting five, and our younger players are starting to get involved more now, and they're really starting to step up. But like all teams, we're only one injury away from being, you know, from being back in the pack, as they say, you know. So we're lucky so far, fingers crossed. You know, we've had a good pre-season. Everybody is healthy, and, you know, we're ready to go.